FW Fitch Company presents the Fitch Bandwagon, starring Alice Faye.
You'll never know just how much I love you. You'll never know just how much I care.
And Phil Harris.
Won't you come with me to Alabama? Let's go see my dear old mammy. She's frying eggs and broiling hammy, and that's what I like about the South.
The events we are concerned with this evening began last Monday morning at the Harris's when the telephone rang.
Hello?
Hello, Phil. This is Woody Herman. I didn't wake you up, did I?
What time is it?
12 noon.
Of course you woke me up. What's on your mind, Woody?
Well, I called about your band, Phil.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry, kid, but I just can't use another clarinet player.
Oh, Philzy, me playing your band? Don't say that, even when you're half asleep.
Well, wait a minute. I thought maybe you wanted a job or something. What's up?
Well, you know, a few of the bands out here formed a softball league.
Oh, yeah, I've been reading about that. All the bands, huh?
Uh-huh. You see, I'm sort of running it, and I thought maybe you'd like to get up a team with your outfit.
Oh, with my band, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, gee, that's a great idea. You know, it wouldn't hurt some of my guys to get a little fresh air on them.
That's real good, Phil. That's what I'm going to do. I'll call you about the schedule later.
Okay, Woody. I'm glad to hear from you. So long.
The next day found Phil Harris bright and early out in his backyard with a ball and bat.
Oh, boy. Let me wind up here and get a clout at this thing. Gee, it's lucky I had this equipment handy. You know, when I bought that tuxedo on South Hope Street, I never dreamed I'd use the bat that came with it.
Hiya, Daddy. What are you doing?
Oh, hello, kids. I'm just practicing a little baseball.
Why are you wearing your new bathing suit, Daddy?
Well, Phyllis, it's so warm today that I put it on. Pretty, isn't it, kids?
Yes, but don't you think the hall's just too big? That's not a halter, Alice. That's the line where his makeup ends.
Say, kids, I'm sure glad you came out here. You can help me practice.
But, Daddy, you know we don't like to play games with you.
Why not?
You get so mad when you lose.
I do not. Anyway, I won't get mad this time. Now, look, you throw the ball to me, and then I'll hit it back.
I want to hit it.
Phyllis, it's my bat and my ball, and I'm going to hit it. Now, throw it to me, and I'll knock it a mile.
Oh, all right. Here it comes.
Oh, Harris, look at that ball travel. You Hank Greenberg, you. Oh, sail, you lovely thing. Phyllis.
What?
You can have the bat now.
No thanks, Mr. Greenberg.
All right. Now, who broke my window? Come on, one of you did it. Speak up.
I cannot tell a lie, Mommy. Baby Alice did it.
Poor Daddy. He has no character at all.
Phil, you broke that window and you know it.
So what? I broke it. After all, the house belongs to me.
That's not what Uncle Bill says.
I had that house before we were married. Now, you go on upstairs. I don't care what Uncle Bill says.
Now, Phil, this is ridiculous, you organizing a softball team with your band.
What do you mean, ridiculous? It's perfectly legitimate. All the bands have got them, and Woody Herman called again last night. And look, our first game is with Harry James's outfit next Saturday.
Well, baseball may be all right for those other fellas, but you're not exactly the athletic type.
How can you say that? I'm a brute, kid. Look at these muscles. Bethlehem steel. And look at that chest. Portland cement.
Yeah, and look at that stomach. Philadelphia scrapple.
Oh, is that so? Hey, let me tell you something, kid. I'm in better shape than Irene Rich after 6 gallons of grape juice.
You'll probably end up getting hurt.
Don't worry about me, baby. Harris is a natural-born athlete.
Yeah, I found that out on our first date.
I don't mean that. Well, look at my old man, honey. He was one of the greatest runners that ever lived.
What did he ever run?
Mexicans in from Tijuana. But anyway, honey, I think the softball team's a great idea. Gee whiz. Just think of the publicity it'll get.
Oh, sure.
Hey, honey. While you're out here,
What?
How about, knocking me a few grounders?
I will not. And if you break any more windows, I'll take that bat and ball away from you. Now, you be careful out
here. Oh, all right, all right. What's wrong with her? She must have got up on the wrong side of her money this morning. Oh, boy, I can just see myself in that ball game now. I'll smash a liner out to center field. I'll round second. I'll touch third. I'm heading for home, and I hear that umpire say,
"You're lost, you bum!"
Well, if it ain't Julius Abruzzio, the Noel Coward of Ralph's Market.
Hi, Mr. Harris. I just put the groceries in the house. What are you doing?
Practicing a little baseball.
Baseball? Oh, Dad, ain't you a little old for that kind of stuff?
Oh, what do you mean, kid? Look at this physique. Look at it. Have you ever seen a body like that?
Yeah, but it had been in water for 6 days.
Look, Julius, why don't you stop with that jive? For just once in your life, why don't you try and be a nice little guy?
All right, all right. So look at me. I'm nice.
All right, all right. Hey, Julius. Hey, you in a big hurry right now?
No.
Would you like to play a little baseball? You know, knock out a couple maybe, huh?
All right, give me the bat. I'll hit a few.
Okay, now don't hit them too hard.
Don't worry, Mr. Harris. I'll hit you a nice high fly and you can field it.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, then get back away.
All right, I will. Now, how's this?
Fine. Here it comes. Keep your eye on it, Mr. Harris. Don't lose it in the sun.
Well, wait a minute. Wait, where is it?
You're okay. You're right under it now. Gee, that was a great catch. But wait a minute. You don't have the ball in your hand. Mr. Harris, where did you catch it?
What in my mouth?
In your mouth? That's gee, Mr. Whoa. Harris.
Julius, help me. Help me. Get it out of here, Julius.
Right, don't worry. I'll get it. I'll tap you with the bat. Right on the back of the head.
Ooh. Julius.
Yeah, Mr. Harris?
Come here a minute.
Okay.
Now, turn around.
Like this?
That's right. Oh, I better not. It's a brand new bat.
Hey, why don't I pitch a couple to you, Mr. Harris?
All right, I'll try it. I can't get hurt doing that.
Okay, here's the pitch.
Oh, I'll murder this thing.
Gee, that's a beauty. Look at it sail.
Sure, Julius. Now, that's the way to hit a ball.
Uh-oh.
Julius! Julius! Julius, wait for me! Wait for me, Julius! Wait! Alice.
What do you want?
Can I have my bat back now?
No. No, you can't.
Oh, smarty. Why don't you give me my bat back? You're just trying to show off because Alexander's Ragtime Band opens next Sunday.
Oh.
Yeah. I'll be there, though. I want to see you, you pretty thing, when you were young. Hey, honey, I got to go because I got to go down to Frankie's apartment and we got to see about getting the team all organized and everything.
Well, what about the two windows you broke?
The two windows? Why don't you get your two brothers to stand out there in front of them?
My brothers?
They're two of the biggest pains I know.
Oh, get out of here, Corny.
All right, all right.
Thank you.
You get a line and I'll get a pole, honey. You get a line and I'll get a pole, babe. You get a line and I'll get a pole, and we'll go down to the crawdad hole, honey, baby mine. Yonder come a man with a sack on his back, honey. Yonder come a man with a sack on his back, babe. Yonder come a man with a sack on his back, got more crawdads than he can pack, honey, baby mine. That man fell down and busted his sack, honey. That man fell down and busted his sack, babe. That man fell down and busted his sack. Just watch them crawdads back and back, honey, baby man. I'd sell my crawdads three for a dime, honey. I'd sell my crawdads three for a dime, babe. Sell my crawdads three for a dime. Ain't no crawdads as good as mine, honey, baby man. What are you going to do when you lose your pole, honey? What are you going to do when you lose your pole, babe? What are you going to do when you lose your pole? Just sit and look down that crawdad hole, honey, baby mine. What did the duck say to the drake, honey? What did the duck say to the drake, babe? What did the duck say to the drake? Ain't no more crawdads in this lake, honey, baby mine. What did the possum say to the coon, honey? What did the possum say to the coon, babe? What did the possum say to the coon? Watch my crawdads with the light of the moon, honey, baby mine. Now, what are you going to do when the creek goes dry, honey? What are you going to do when the creek goes dry, babe? What are you going to do when the creek goes dry? Just sit and watch them crawdads die, honey, baby mine. Get up, Kate, you slept too late, honey. Get up, Kate, you slept too late, babe. Get up, Kate, you slept too late. That crawdad man done passed your gate, honey, baby mine.
This spring, both hats and hairstyles hug the head. And both look their best when your hair is soft, shining, and smoothly in place. So, ladies, for truly beautiful, manageable hair, use Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo regularly. Fitch thoroughly cleanses with an antiseptic action, leaves your hair sparkling and your scalp tingling with that gloriously clean feeling. At the same time, this famous shampoo reconditions problem hair, helps restore elasticity, helps your hair to take and keep a wave longer. Fitch is so gentle, it will not harm even a baby's tender scalp. In fact, Fitch has been tested and commended by the Parents Magazine Consumer Service Bureau. It's good for all colors and textures of hair in hard or soft water. So use Fitch regularly. See how it leaves your hair romantically soft as a moonbeam, shining with dancing highlights and a joy to manage. Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo gives you the lovely hair that complements any hat or hairstyle. Fitch is spelled F-I-T-C-H.
Oh, hello, Curly.
Hiya, Frankie. Hey, gee, I'm glad I found you home.
What are you doing in such a crummy part of town?
Hey, look. Let's don't... You know, let's be sweet now, because I got a very important thing that I want to talk to you about.
Oh, okay. Sit down. Hey, wait a minute. I'll throw the stuff off this chair.
What's that?
My socks. Your company now?
All fixed, baby.
Well, what's on your
mind? Get this idea. Listen.
Yeah.
Just come to me, and it looks like it's going to be great. What do you think about our band playing baseball?
That might be all right, Curly, but don't you think we ought to learn to play music first?
Oh, Frankie, be serious now. Just think. Think of the publicity you'll get.
Well, if it's publicity you want, why don't you use that idea I gave you last week?
Well, that wasn't too bad, Frankie, but somehow I couldn't see myself kidnapping Margaret Truman and selling her to the Republicans.
Well, okay, but if we do form a team, you better let me do the pitching.
You?
Yeah. In my ball-playing days, I developed one of the best spitballs in the business.
You did?
Yeah. I finally had to give it up.
How come?
I ran dry in my second season.
Frankie, I just want to know what you think of the idea, because I know you're no ball player.
No ball player? Why, I got an offer from the St. Louis Browns when I was pitching for my alma mater.
Well, why didn't you take it?
The warden wouldn't give me no waiver.
Look, Frankie, never mind that. Now, look, our first game is with Harry James on Saturday.
Yeah?
Now, I want you to go out and get us some uniforms and then get us some softball equipment.
Okay, Curly, I'll take care of everything. By the way, what are you going to call the team?
Phil Harris and his curly-headed Fitz Dandruff removing shampooers.
You know, Curly, you ain't as dumb as you look.
No.
At last, Saturday arrived, the day of the big game. We find a rather nervous Phil Harris about to leave the house for the ballpark.
Well, goodbye, Phil. I mean, Alice. I'm leaving now.
Phil, calm down.
I'm all right, honey. I'm fine. I'm calm. Here, give me a kiss for good luck.
Phil, you're kissing the hat rack.
Gee, I wondered why you were wearing six derbies and an overcoat.
Now, take it easy. Oh, before you go, there's a reporter waiting to see you in the living room.
A reporter? Tell him I don't want any. Hey, wait a minute. A reporter?
Mm-hmm.
See, I told you we're going to get plenty of publicity out of this. Hiya, bud. You're the reporter, huh?
Yeah, that's me, all right.
You from the Los Angeles Times?
No, sir.
Oh, the Herald Express?
No, sir.
Well, what paper are you from?
The Canoga Park, North Hollywood, Encino, and Van Nuys Gazette.
Is that a new paper?
No. It's been established 20 years. It's dedicated to the beautiful San Fernando Valley, the land of cloudless skies and perpetual sunshine.
Gee. Hey, that's a swell motto.
Yes, delivered daily in a rainproof container.
You said your name was Mr. Snyder, didn't you?
Yeah, that's right. Wycliffe Snyder. My friends call me Chicken. No, Chicken Snyder.
Hey, Chicken. Hey, that's a rather odd name, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what the Associated Press thought. Understand it caused quite a titter at the home office.
Yeah, man. Hey, well, I guess you came over to see me about my new baseball team.
Baseball team?
Yeah, that's right. Now, look, our first big game is tonight against Harry James, and my boys will be in great shape. Don't worry about it. It'll be perfect. Now, I'm the pitcher, and, of course, I'm a big batter on the team, too. You see, I'm a natural-born athlete, just like my father was.
Your father?
Yes, he used to run the 50-yard dash with a Mexican on his back.
Excuse me, but I think it's been a mistake here. What's your name again?
Phil Harris. I'm Phil Harris, the band leader.
You mean you ain't Zeke Harris that runs the hay feed and grain store?
Well, of course not.
Shucks, and I come all the way out here to get a fertilizer ad out of you.
Mad.
Well, I better be leaving.
Oh,
got to go peddle my papers.
Goodbye, Mrs. Snyder.
Good day, ma'am.
Chicken Snyder. Pretty cute guy, that, though, wasn't he? Gee, I wish I could have taken an ad with him. Well, look, honey, I got to get on to the ballpark because the game starts in an hour.
Well, good luck. And, oh, by the way, would you do me a favor?
What?
On the way home, will you bring me a bag of fertilizer from the store, Zeke?
Oh, why don't you stop that?
Bye, Zeke.
Oh,
bye.
Well, there he goes. Now it's a softball team. He's just like a big kid. But I guess I wouldn't want him any different.
A secret, I've got a little secret. A secret, a secret kind of secret.
I'm aching for to shout it to every daffodil and tell the world about it. In fact, I think I will. If this isn't love, the whole world is crazy. If this isn't love, I'm daft as a daisy. With moons all around and cows jumping over, there's something amiss, and I'll eat my hat if this isn't love. The apple on top of William Tell. With this I cannot grapple, because you're so adorable. If this isn't love, then winter is summer. If this isn't love, my heart needs a plumber. I'm swinging on stars, I'm riding on rainbows. I'm busting with bliss, and I'll kiss your hand if this isn't love. All right, fellas.
All right, fellas. Let's quiet down. Now, before we go out on the field, there's a few things I want to say to you men. Now, in the words of Pat O'Brien, I want you men to get out there and fight. I want you men to get out there and fight. I want you men to get out there and block. And above all, I want you to watch Blanchard and Davis on those wide reverses.
Bill.
What, Frankie?
This is baseball.
Well, watch them anyway.
Hey, Bill, we ain't got any uniforms yet.
Well, Frankie, we're supposed to take care of the equipment, Artie. Where's the stuff, Frankie?
Stuff? Get a load of this bat I got. It's autographed by Hank Greenberg.
Let me see that thing.
Sure.
This don't say Hank Greenberg. It says Greenberg's Delicatessen.
Oh, no wonder it felt like a salami.
Stop already, will you? Now, did you get the uniforms yet?
Sure, I got them. Look, ain't they beautiful? They got little white hats and velvet jackets with brass buttons. Then the whole thing tapers into a little ballerina-type skirt.
Frankie, where did you get uniforms like that?
I got them cheap, Curly. They're war surplus in the Greek army.
Hey, let's get on with this game, Phil. I gotta get out of here.
You gotta get out of here.
Yeah, I gotta take my mother-in-law to Sequoia tonight.
Sequoia?
Yeah, we're going deer hunting tomorrow. I bought a round-trip ticket and a one-way ticket.
Well, what do you mean? Ain't she coming back with you?
I don't think so, Phil. I'm throwing antlers on her hunting cap.
Look, Artie, get back there and forget it now. We gotta get ready for this game.
Hey, Phil, Woody Herman's here. He wants to see you.
Hey, fellas, here's Woody.
Hi, Woody. Hey,
well, the old wood chopper, huh, Woody? Well, we took your call seriously, and what do you got on your mind, Pop?
Well, Phil, there's been a slight change in plans. You're not going to play Harry James.
We're not?
No. We figured you and your boys aren't quite ready for such stiff competition.
Oh, but Woody, we counted on playing today.
Oh, you're going to play all right.
Oh, we are?
Yep, after going over the list and considering the kind of shape your boys are in, we've got just the team for you.
Oh, gee, good. Who are they?
Phil Spitalny and his all-girl orchestra.
Oh, Woodrow.
Is that that you, Phil?
Yeah, yeah, honey, it's me.
Well, come on in the living room and tell me all about the game.
Oh, yeah, yeah, the game.
Uh-huh. Did you beat Harry James' boys?
Boys? Well, honey, you see, we didn't exactly play Harry James's boys.
Oh, you didn't?
No, we played a different sort of team.
Oh, I see. Well, what was the score?
47-0.
47-0? Why, Phil, your boys must have chased that team all over the field.
Well, we tried to, but they had baseball bats.
Well, the other team couldn't have been very good. What kind of shape were they in?
Shape? just the usual shape.
Usual shape?
Yeah, you know, a standard model.
Well, I'm very proud of you, Phil, running up a score like that.
Yeah, honey, we did pretty good. And I was dynamite with that bat. Man, they threw that
first... Hello, Mommy. We're home.
Oh, hello, kids. Hey, where they been, Alice?
Oh, they wanted to see the game, so Sister took them down to watch you play.
Oh, Harris, drop dead.
Daddy played with girls. Daddy played with girls.
Now, cut that out. Now, cut it off.
Girls? Phil, what is this?
Oh, I might as well tell you. We played Phil Spitalny's all-girl orchestra.
All-girl orchestra? Is that right, kids?
Daddy gets the picture. Daddy gets the
I
picture.
I did not. Now, stop.
Oh, this is the funniest thing I ever heard.
Well, don't laugh. It isn't funny.
But, Phil, it wasn't very manly of you to beat them 47-0.
Beat them, she says. Oh, I love you, honey, but that isn't true. They picked us off like flies. They ain't been nothing like it since the last Grunion run.
Well, honey, tell me about it.
I don't want to talk about it. I knew we were in trouble from the first inning.
Well, what happened?
Well, the first girl came up to the plate swinging three bats and Phil Spitalny.
Oh, Phil, you look exhausted.
No, she was exhausted, not me. But look, those girls look so pretty and dainty, and I felt sorry for them, so I pitched an easy one up to the harpist. Pretty good-looking chick. And she drove a sizzler right back at me, and the next thing I knew, I was part of the Gillette ad on the left field fence.
Oh, that's too bad, honey. You did so look forward to this game.
Honey, that was no game. That was a regular hour of harm.
Well, Phil, it isn't as bad as this. All you did was lose a softball game.
Well, it wasn't just losing. Something worse than that happened. Gee whiz, honey, I'll never be able to live it down.
Something worse?
That's right. Now, when I went out on the field...
Yes?
Evelyn had on a ballerina skirt just like mine.
Alice and Phil will be back in just a moment. In the Easter parade next Sunday, hold your head high, knowing unsightly dandruff can't spoil your appearance. Folks, those embarrassing white flakes on your hair or scalp can be removed completely with Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo. For Fitch is guaranteed to remove dandruff with the first application. It's the only shampoo made whose guarantee to remove dandruff the first time you use it is backed by one of the world's largest insurance firms. Here's the way Fitch works. First, it penetrates and cleanses the thousands of tiny hair openings on the scalp, dissolving all traces of dandruff. Then it forms a rich lather to float it away. This efficient action leaves your hair and scalp thoroughly clean and completely free of dandruff. Buy an economical bottle of Fitch at drug or toilet goods counters or have professional applications at barber or beauty shops. Use Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo regularly for well-groomed, dandruff-free hair. Hair that you will be proud of at all times.
Hey, Alice. Alice, come here a minute.
Yes, Phil.
What are you doing wearing my ballerina skirt?
Oh, Phil Spitalny just called. He wants me to play second base.
Why, Evelyn.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.